At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's the butterfly effect for real.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Joe Ostrowski, Aaron Hawksworth with you. NFL win totals are out. They have been posted, so we thought it would be a good time to take a look at those, a very early look. And we want to focus today on the NFC side. So We don't know the schedule. I've long said my favorite day of the year is the NFL schedule release day.
It's so strange. Why? Can you explain that? Okay.
I'm joking. It is May 12th. If you do want to mark your calendar,
like Aaron has already done.
Enjoy it. So we already know who's playing who and what away games they have, but we don't have the exact schedule yet. Mm-hmm. Which division would you like to start with? Do we want to start with the NFC East?
Yeah, that's fine. We had our Super Bowl representative from that division, and the crazy thing is it's a division that never has back-to-back winners, but all right, good luck. If you don't think it's the Eagles, good luck figuring out who it is going to be. It's going to be very interesting. All of these teams, fascinating storylines, don't you think?
Yeah, very fascinating storylines. And overall, it's hard. I mean, looking at the win totals when, you know, especially on the AFC side, we're still waiting on some news and some things to happen. So I probably won't be firing as much on the AFC side yet. But on the NFC side, so we know, for example, a team like the Eagles, they've got home games against the Cowboys, Giants, Commanders, Cardinals, Bills, Niners, Dolphins, Vikings, away games against the Cowboys, Commanders, Giants, Patriots, Rams, Jets, Bucks, Seahawks, Chiefs. You know, it's hard this early in the season because last year I thought the NFC East was going to be one of the worst divisions in football, and it turned out to be quite the opposite. I don't think I'm expecting a ton from the Patriots. Maybe the Rams, they'll probably be quite similar, right? Jets, we're waiting on the Aaron Rodgers news there. They'll probably take a step forward.
Well,
Bucks, step back, I would think. But maybe same. I'm not expecting them to take a big leap. So, and then the Seahawks and Chiefs games could be tough for the Eagles, too.
Yeah, I mean, first we've got to start with what they lost. Javon Hargrave, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, Miles Sanders. So, I mean, you're always going to lose a lot when you're that Super Bowl representative. That's what happened, some drama with Gardner and what he's had to say since. Should the number be 10.5? I think that's fair. That's fair. Could they get to
14 last year?
Yeah, could you get to 11? Certainly, but you're not going to set the number at 11.5. I don't think they're at that level. Plus, they just lost some key players. is Hurts going to stay healthy this time around? Because at the very end, we know what happened with the injury there. So I think that's a fair number. What do you think about this Dallas number of 9.5 with now McCarthy calling plays? And we know it's going to have a different look to that backfield as well. Zeke no longer there. And you add Brandon Cooks on the outside.
Man, you know how I always want to fade the Cowboys. This is a tough
me
one.
Me too. I want nothing to do with the Cowboys, Aaron. Like, they might have more talent.
Win 5 games that are 4. That's where I'm at.
They might have more talent. I'm not going to be able to get past the McCarthy calling plays. Prove me wrong. And Dak just threw a million picks. Yeah.
Exactly.
Not interested.
And no offense to Ron Rivera, but I don't know if he's the man either for the Commanders. And Sam Howell, the quarterback, so many questions with that team. A lot of these, doing research last night, are just stayaways for me right now. You know, you look at the value that you're getting in some of these bets, and it's just not enough for a season-long bet. Like, there wasn't – I don't think there's one that I thought, wow, this is it. I do think – well, this is a whole other division, so maybe I should just wait for that.
Well, yeah, let's finish off the East quickly. Washington, I don't have a play there. Number of 7.5. I guess that makes sense. Maybe it's addition by subtraction with Carson Wentz no longer there. The one that stands out, and the scary part is it just hit by a wide degree, but that's how much faith I have in Daboll. And now you're bringing Darren Waller as a realistic option, if he can stay healthy, to that offense. The number of 8.5 I like, and I would bet them to win the division. I like the Giants going into next season.
Yeah, I do too, especially since no team has won in back-to-back years since, 2004? Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you're going to look anywhere, I would also look to the Giants.
What about the North?
Move on?
Yeah, the Lions have the highest win total in the NFC North.
Nine and a half.
Woof. Gardner Johnson goes there. They had David Montgomery taking him from the Bears. It's a swap. You lose Jamal Williams. So not a huge change there. Negative regression with Minnesota is what everybody is expecting. And we're also expecting that Aaron Rodgers is no longer playing for the Green Bay Packers. The Bears and Packers have the lowest win totals in the division, 7.5, same number as Washington. That's so what jumps out here? I mean, this is crazy to me. Go ahead.
Can the Lions win one more than last year? Yeah. I don't think I'll bet it, but that one does make sense to me. I don't think it's that crazy that they'd win one more.
Would it shock you if Goff is bad? Right? I mean, that's what it comes down to.
Well, we've seen it before, but yeah. Well, actually, that's what I was thinking. Are you better off just taking some unders? If you're really loving this market and betting stuff now, or, you know, in the off season, would you look at unders and stay away from, oh yeah, I think this team's going to be better, this team's going to be better, and is it riskier betting a bunch of overs?
Where are all the wins going to go in this division? Yeah. Somebody's going to get to double digits because that typically happens.
The Bears certainly should be better, right?
They'll be better.
How many wins?
Yeah. Yeah. And they were trying to lose. They traded every defensive player that they had. I mean, they were going for the number one pick, and Lovey hooked them up, right? He got them that number one pick. And in the big trade, you had DJ Moore. They made some signings. Tremaine Edmonds, the linebacker, Nate Davis to the offensive line, and they lose Montgomery and Reef. Who cares? They will be better, but the market took that into account and put it at 7.5 for a team that only had a few wins last year.
And some of the away games, they've got the Chiefs, the Chargers, the Saints, Bucks, Commanders, and the Browns, who we both seem to think the Browns should be better.
They will be, but not all that scary. Are we sure that Green Bay is going to be terrible? Did Aaron Rodgers have some great season that I missed this past year or something? What if Jordan Love is pretty good?
Season.
Yeah, what if Jordan Love is pretty good?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
I'm with you. And if and when Aaron Rodgers goes to the Jets, I actually think that's a similar conversation, just like we saw with Russell Wilson. Like, it's a great point. Aaron Rodgers looked terrible last year. Are we sure that he's just going to snap and be a different guy when he goes to the Jets? And I think that's a great point about Jordan Love. This could be, if you're in the Packers organization, aren't you a bit relieved that Rodgers is probably gone?
Yes.
It's like 100%. The shackles are off. We can finally live and move on with our lives. Nobody's probably happier than Jordan Love. It's his opportunity now. He's been waiting for this, holding the clipboard for a while. So I love that. When everyone else thinks this will be a down year, go the other way.
And we need 8-9 to go over. Go 8-9. I don't mind that one. Yeah, Chicago's going to be popular. Detroit's going to be popular. Maybe Minnesota a little bit, but yeah.
That actually might be one of my favorites. Packers over 7.5. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Look at their road games. I mean, Raiders, Falcons, Panthers, Broncos, Lions, Giants, Steelers, Bears, Lions again. I mean, that's doable, right?
I know. Yeah. And, man, is Minnesota the best team in the division still? Like, is the regression thing...
I don't know if I could say that.
Is the regression thing going to be too much? Like, they won 13 games last year. Yes, you can be worse than their 13 wins last year, but still go over the win total of 8.5. It feels like the betting market set this a little low on them.
10. I could see like 10, right? You're going to regress, but it's not going to be a huge, huge difference.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Now, yeah, the point differential said they were closer to a 500 team. So that's why we're sitting here at 8.5. And everybody's going to bet, not everybody, but a lot of people are going to just bet the under because.
Oh, they were frauds, and they got worse. Yeah.
Exactly. South.
Anything else in that division? Yeah, let's go to the South.
South, New Orleans number, geez, that feels really high, but you've got to give somebody some names. It's really high. It's 9.5 on New Orleans. Atlantic,
that
Carolina,
made me
7.
Uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like,
based on what?
Over there.
Why is New Orleans 9.5? Doesn't make any sense. DJ Chark went to Carolina, so Paul's going to bet the over on that. Who's their quarterback? I don't know. We'll find out. Maybe that's the play. Bet I want to bet under on everybody in this division, but the wins have to go somewhere. I like Carolina under, New Orleans under at first blush.
just to put things into perspective with the Saints 9.5 win total, that's the same as the Chargers, Jets, Lions, Dolphins, and Cowboys, all at 9.5.
Derek Carr season. Is that what that is? I don't know what that is. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
I don't know, but I'm not doing the Derek Carr thing again.
Nope.
Passing leader, 50-1.
Oh, jeez. Carolina under. They add Miles Sanders, Thielen, whatever. There's not much left in for him. But they move on from Foreman, and DJ Moore went to the Bears in that big trade. And maybe I'm taking a leap here, but don't you think that whichever quarterback they take number one overall, that's going to be your starting quarterback, or they're going to sit him a month? What are you going to do there? That's going
right.
to be
tough. So you're probably going to lose at least three out of your first four games, right?
With yeah.
a rookie quarterback. You're going to get off to a slow start. I have a hard time knowing in general what to do with these 7.5. It's almost like the books are like, okay, we don't know what these teams are going to be, so you're just going to be at 7.5 because we don't know what to do. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't really know what to do either. I'm thinking an under, but yeah, it'll be a pass for me right now with the Panthers.
Atlanta over? Maybe. I just don't have a ton of faith.
I wish I could cash out my Falcons to win the NFC ticket. I thought Lamar was going there.
See what you did, Paul? Bringing in the NFC win totals. It's just Aaron airing her grievances on all of the bets that went wrong last year.
Come on. No, this is what I made this year.
Oh, for this year. Well, I don't know what's happening there.
Yeah, I thought Lamar was going to the Falcons, so I was like,
maybe he will. Right. Maybe. I don't know what he's doing. All right. The highest win total in the NFC is in the NFC West, and it belongs to the San Francisco 49ers, a team that we've been saying maybe they're not going to be all that great this season with the quarterback questions. 11.5? 11.5.
They won 13 last year, but when I saw the Niners at 11.5, that was the one that stood out to me. Like, wow.
That's big.
With what quarterback?
I don't know.
What are we missing crazy. With the Niners? Is there something we're missing? Like, their secondary wasn't that great last year. They made some nice moves in free agency, got like strengthened that defensive line.
Hargrave.
They still got Bosa.
Yeah. Yeah. What are you saying? What are we missing? What are you saying?
The number to win the division, the win total, these just seem like, I guess I got to take a closer look at their schedule. This seems like a lot of respect when, again, is it just the quarterback question?
They just dominated without a quarterback. They dominated with Mr. Irrelevant. So people are going to be like, well, it doesn't matter. But we're saying it does.
They got to play like, the Bengals, Ravens, Jags, Browns, Eagles.
That's pretty tough.
Not an easy schedule, if you ask me. This is BetQL Daily presented. Over 11.5 for the Niners?
No.
I was going to say Seattle. Over.
Yeah.
But we're out of time.
Yeah, Seattle over.
Big Seahawks show. We'll take a look at Survivor in the NCAA tournament next on the BetQL Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.